Hello, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, joined by my co-host Matthew Martin, Michael David, and food teacher here at Sterling High School, Mr. Riley.
You guys can call me the King. Great to be here. Thank you.
The King.
Welcome, Mr. Riley. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. Good to be here and ready to keep the teacher's win streak alive.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about last week, and our top performers of the week are going to be Cooper Kupp, snapping again, week in, week out, 37.6 points, which is 10 receptions, 156 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Jamar Chase with 34.1 points, which is 8 receptions, 201 yards, and a touchdown. And Alvin Kamara with 33.9 points, 10 receptions, 128 receiving yards, 51 rushing yards, and 1 receiving touchdown.
And those top two, just complete surprises heading into the season.
Yeah, really. Cooper Kupp, you look at Kupp coming into this year, nobody even expected him necessarily to be the wide receiver one over there in L.A. Everyone was looking at Robert Woods coming into the season, and especially now, you look at the stats, he's number one in the NFL in basically every single wide receiver category that you could possibly find. So,
yeah, Cooper Kupp is definitely having himself a year, and like you said, both the receivers, Jamar Chase, rookie coming in, everyone questioned the Bengals taking him early over maybe an offensive lineman, you know, but him and Joe Burrow, they still have that connection. Jamar Chase really running away with offensive rookie of the year right now if he keeps this up.
Yeah, a lot of people were questioning that pick given how banged up Joe Burrow was getting last year. His offensive line wasn't protecting him, but at the end of the day, I don't think he really cares that much if he's taking a couple more hits when he's throwing for 200 yards a game to his boy Jamar Chase. Yeah. So,
staying on topic with the Bengals, we're going to talk about the Bengals versus Ravens game. And I know in here, us three said that our prediction was that the Ravens would beat the Bengals, but Marley said the Bengals would beat the Ravens, and it was a blowout, basically. The Bengals beat the Ravens 41-17. The Bengals just looked better, honestly. They held Lamar. He didn't do too much on offense, and they had so many touchdowns, the Bengals. A lot of points scored against the Ravens. You want to talk about that game a little bit, Matt?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, 15 for 31 on his completions. That is just not great. And on the other end of the ball, Joe Burrow is going 23 for 38 for 416 yards and 3 touchdowns and an interception. So it was obvious that game, which quarterback came out on top, and the score line represented it.
Mr. Riley, what's your opinion on Lamar Jackson? How do you feel he is as a quarterback?
You know, no comment on that. I'm not a huge football watcher, but I am a big fantasy football player. So yeah. I'm all about analytics, but I don't watch.
Yeah.
And I'll still take you guys down.
Here we go.
The next game we'll be talking about is the Lions versus Rams game. It was pretty close scoring. I feel bad for the Lions. I feel like every game they play is a really close game against a good team. But Lions came out risking it. Onside kickoff rip. I think 2 fake punts, an onside kick. And like all trick plays. Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff both going against their former teams. How do you think the quarterbacks did, Mayo?
Matthew Stafford going into Detroit, just showing them what they're missing out on, showing them what they could have had if they built the right team around him.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when he was on the Lions, he was always just, it was just the put his weapons around him. Obviously, he had Calvin Johnson for a while, but it was just him and Calvin Johnson. I feel like if they would have gave him the right weapons, like the Rams have, like maybe a good defense to go with it, I feel like they definitely could have been a championship team. Like the Rams, in my opinion, are going to be this year.
To comment more on the Lions, I mean, 0-6, 0-7?
Yeah, 0-7.
0-7?
Yeah.
None of their losses have inherently been, like, that terrible.
Yeah, they lost on the longest field goal in history. They lost a couple field goal games. Close game right now against arguably the best team in football. And, yeah, like you said, a lot of close games.
Yeah, you look at these stats, 415 total yards for the Lions compared to 374 for the Rams. I mean, time of possession, the Lions had them beat. Looked like it's one of those games where I think the Lions just got unlucky.
And I mean, when's the last time we've seen an 0-7 team have such a fantasy performer like DeAndre Swift?
Oh yeah,
DeAndre Swift, definitely a beast. What is he, top 3 running back right now?
Top two
running back in the league right now, only behind Derrick Henry for fantasy. He's a PPR goat.
He is a PPR goat.
All right, the next game we're going to be talking about is the Titans rolling the Chiefs. We all talked about Mahomes having that comeback game, and that's just the opposite of what he did.
Nope.
Pat Mahomes starting off the season very poorly, a lot of turnovers, not as many touchdowns as anyone expected, losing the game 27-3 against the Titans, which we thought was going to be a huge like shootout, but the Chiefs getting only 3 points.
We've been coming on this show for the past 4 weeks expecting Pat Mahomes to come out and have a comeback week, and it just hasn't come yet. We're still waiting on it. So I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to sit here and defend Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because something's got to change over there in Kansas City, or else their playoff hopes are looking very dry.
And I don't know how long Patrick will be out, but if he comes back and continues to put up these performances, it might seem like the end of an era.
For real. Very fast. I know you said you don't watch too much football, but you're big on fantasy. What's your opinion on Mahomes, though?
I think Mahomes comes back this week. I think he might be a top point scorer as for quarterbacks. You know, the pressure's on him, and he's done well before under pressure. So
you think this week's going to be the week where he finally pulls it back?
This is his week, yep.
Yeah. Okay. The next game we're going to talk about is the Packers being undefeated since week one. Obviously, they lost week one. You saw the picture, Aaron Rodgers smiling when they were down. Since that day, not lost a game, looking like they're rolling teams. I think the Packers are looking really good right now. Like the Rams, one of the best teams. You agree with that, man?
There's a lot of energy on that team.
Yeah. They obviously got the star power. They got a top 10 running back, quarterback, and receiver in Rodgers, Adams, and Aaron Jones. It's just a very high-powered offense, and their defense doesn't look too bad. Even though they're missing Jair Alexander, they're still holding teams to not a lot of points, so they're doing their job as well.
My boy Aaron Rodgers is a gamer. If there's one person in the NFL, debatably, that I had to pick in controversy, obviously Tom Brady is one of the big choices, but Aaron Rodgers is right up there with him.
I agree with his lack of turnovers and his high number of touchdowns week in, week out just shows that he's definitely one of the best to do it.
There it is.
All right, the next thing we're talking about is the Patriots frying the Jets, absolutely destroying them. That is a divisional matchup. I think we all predicted that the Pats were going to win, but not necessarily in this fashion. I saw a stat that this was the first time in 16 years the Jets have let up 50 points or more, and this final score was 54-13. Mac Jones, he had a good game, and Zach Wilson getting hurt on that game. Matt, you want to tell us about the stats from that game?
Mac Jones, what a game. 24 for 36 passing, 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. And not to give the rest of the Patriots their offense some credit. 551 total yards, 403 total passing yards, 148 rushing yards, 32 first downs.
That is
a crazy stat.
Yeah. Also, Kendrick Bourne throwing a touchdown in that game. Whew. Who would have thought? Jacoby Myers still looking to get his first touchdown. What about the Jets, man? What do you see from the Jets this season?
This season, I mean, same old. I mean, there's three certainties in life: death, taxes, and the Patriots blowing out the Jets every year.
But for sure. Okay, the next game we're going to be talking about is my favorite of the week, the Raiders annihilating the Eagles.
Annihilating.
Yeah, it was it ended up being close, but throughout the whole game, the Raiders just showed that they were just the better team. Derek Carr was just not able to be stopped. Threw three incompletions the whole entire game, one of them being an interception, though. But the Raiders just showing they're clearly the better team. What do you want to talk about that game, Matt?
I don't know if I really want to talk about it all that much.
I
but
think we should move on to the next segment.
There's one thing I do want to say. Last week, recapping last week on the show, I chose Travis Kelce in our draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone kind of got on me. Because
second pick you took.
Yeah, everyone was saying, Darren Waller this. I don't know, guys. I think our tight end position might have been the most productive position of the week.
I mean, Darren Waller ended up not playing, but the Raiders still beat the Eagles without their best player on their whole entire team, Darren Waller, the most skilled player, the most skilled tight end in the league. Like you said, it did end up working out in the fantasy draft.
Over the Kyle Pitts. But
yeah, our boy,
Kyle Pitts. But that's get out of here.
Miles Sanders going down, too. That big hit for the Eagles right there. Getting carted off. Hopefully it's not too serious, but obviously,
that's going down. Wait, I didn't check up on that. Is there like any update on that?
I'm not sure. I know he's out this week, but Kenneth Gainwell, I don't know. It's a big opportunity for him fantasy wise this week. I know he's likes to receive. He's a big pass catching back.
There you go.
He did not show that.
He's actually.
I haven't had my water today.
Yeah, that's a good matchup for him. If you're looking for a running back streaming, maybe Kenneth Gainwell could be a free agent in your league. Pick him up against the Lions. Good matchup this week. Probably going to get a lot of points with no one besides maybe Boston Scott to take touches away from.
Very true.
All right, and the final game we're going to be talking about is Tom Brady and the Bucks destroying the Bears. Bears looking like the worst team in the NFL right now, honestly. Like, they couldn't get any offense going, and Tom Brady just put the foot on the gas, threw three touchdowns just to Mike Evans alone. The Leonard Fournette looking good, Tom Brady looking good, Evans looking good, Godwin. The Bucks just look really, really good right now.
Just the story of a top four NFL team just beating down on a completely inept football team.
Tom Brady is a bad, bad man, and I love it. Because you're up by 30 points with 5 minutes to go in the, you know, and he's still throwing touchdowns. You could easily just run the ball, take a knee, run the clock out. But Tom Brady's coming out here, gunslinging, trying to throw more touchdown passes.
It's a 600.
This is what you love to see.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing in that game was the fan who gave the ball back for nothing.
Oh, yeah. He gave it back for nothing at the time, but did you see that they ended up giving him two Tom Brady signed jerseys, Mike Evans game-worn cleats signed, a signed Tom Brady helmet, and there was something else, and season tickets for the rest of this year and all of next year.
Oh, so there you go.
That good guy deal won there. Out exactly.
Get one touchdown ball and you're in there, set for life.
We have this. We ask this question to everyone that comes in, Mr. Riley. Is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time, in your opinion?
I guess you have to say yes. Yeah. You know, and he's still going, and no sign of slowing down. So I would have to say yes.
Yeah, that's what we all say. It's just like, as much as you probably don't want to say it, like, some people don't like him. I like him personally, but a lot of people don't like him. I feel like it's just like undisputed at this point. Like, I think it could be close between maybe like Joe Montana or something, but I think everyone's got to have Brady.
Yeah, I think it was over three Super Bowls ago.
Yeah, you say that every week. I guess has become the go-to answer when asked if Brady's the GOAT. Yep. Because like Jimmy said, nobody wants to admit it, but you can't really argue with it at this point.
Yep.
And that is going to wrap it up for this segment of Recap from Week 7. When we come back, we will be looking into the next week, Week 8 of the NFL season.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and our guest for today, Mr. Riley. And right now, we're going to be talking about the upcoming week, Week 8 in the NFL season. But before we do that, we'd like to ask Mr. Riley, what's it like being the food teacher over here at Sterling High School? What do you have to do day in, day out, and how do you like it?
Love my job here at Sterling, and what I do every day is different, you know, and that's part of the stuff, part of the job that I like. You know, I have three levels of classes. Sometimes that's going on in the same day. I'll have three different levels of classes. So we could be doing anything from, you know, simple baking items like, you know, brownies, cookies, to, you know, more advanced dishes like, you know, chicken parmesan. Today we made a broccoli cheddar soup, you know, dicing onions, you know, learning how to thicken things with roux, et cetera. I do a lot of cleaning every day. You know, people ask me, My real job is probably a professional dishwasher. But yeah, I love working with the students here. And, you know, brand new classroom. It's not even 3 years old yet. State of the art. So I'm real happy.
I know a lot of kids in this school really look forward to having your class every year, trying to get your class every year.
Yep. So. Yeah, it's become, I think, the most popular elective, neck and neck with radio broadcasting. But I think I pulled it out. So, yeah.
Second quarter, first block. I'll be with you every morning.
All right.
To go.
Beautiful.
There you go. Ready to go. Okay, to get it started with week 8, first game tonight, we have the Packers versus the Cardinals. In my opinion, game of the week. Powerhouse teams, two potential teams that I could see winning Super Bowls this year. The Packers, like I said, haven't lost a game since week 1, and the Cardinals have not lost a game all year. Two stud quarterbacks with stud receivers as their wide receiver 1, DeAndre Hopkins for the Cardinals, obviously, and Davante Adams for the Packers. You know, who do you got winning this game today, Matt?
You know, I have the Cardinals staying undefeated and winning this game this week, but if you look at the injury report for both teams, J.J. Watt, likely done for the year, has to get shoulder surgery, and Davante Adams and I believe Marquez Valdez-Scantling also coming in on the COVID reserve. So that's very, very important, something to definitely note.
Oh, yeah, I definitely did forget that Davante Adams is on the COVID reserve list this week. He's not going to be playing tonight. How bad do you think that's going to affect the Packers, Mayo?
I feel like without Davante Adams, I don't know what to expect from their offense because, I mean, nobody plays a bigger role in their offense than Davante Adams does to the Packers.
Besides, obviously, Aaron Rodgers. I agree with what you're saying. I don't think it's definite that, like, I like that you didn't say that, like, they're definitely going to lose because of it, but you obviously don't know because I can't remember the last time we didn't see Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers together, and like the amount of targets and yards Davante Adams has week in and week out, it's just really interesting to see who's going to step up for the Packers if anyone even does. And then on the Cardinals side, I think Kyler Murray will get a lot of points like he always does. I don't see this Packers team being their defense being that much better, especially without Jaire Alexander, than the other defenses they've been facing, who in my opinion haven't been able to stop Kyler Murray all year. Like, he's looking like a top 3 MVP option right now, and I don't see the Packers slowing him down tonight.
Matchup nightmare with Kyler Murray.
For sure. All right, the next game we're going to be talking about is the divisional matchup, the Steelers versus the Browns. Who do you got winning this game, Mayo?
Steelers-Browns.
Steelers-Browns.
What's the injury report looking like?
You know, it looks like Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb are reportedly both on track to return this week, so that's definitely a big boost for the Browns.
Mm-hmm. So they should be back to almost full strength, obviously, without Hunt still.
I feel like with those players coming back, I feel like they should be able to handle a weak Steelers team.
Weak Steelers team. I think their rush defense, the Browns' rush defense is good, which is a problem for the Steelers, who, honestly, Najee Harris looking like one of the only bright parts of their offense
now. Oh, yeah, really.
Their offense really looking down bad. Najee Harris, obviously the first-round pick for the Steelers. It's really rare to see a running back drafted this high, but it's showing that it's working. Najee Harris, one of the best running backs we've seen from like a rookie standpoint in a while. Maybe like Saquon Barkley was like the second most like highly anticipated to come in to be as good.
Okay. Yeah, like you said, very rare. Very rare to see a running back go that high.
Yeah. All right, next game we're going to talk about is the Patriots being 3-4 at L.A. coming against the Chargers, who are 4-2. Do you think the Chargers are going to bounce back this week?
You know, I think that's a very important game to watch because we have two teams coming off very different scenarios. For example, the Chargers got absolutely aired in their matchup last week. And then we have not only the Patriots coming off an absolute blowout to the Jets. So,
yeah, the Patriots are definitely got a lot of confidence coming into this game after beating the Jets.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago for the Chargers.
The last week the Chargers obviously had a bye. But like I said, the Patriots definitely have to have some confidence after just smacking the Jets last week. And the Chargers probably did a lot of adjusting during their bye week.
The Chargers coming off a bye week, I feel like their minds are reset and they're ready to go into this week.
Put that loss behind them.
It was definitely a rough week. You got any players from the Chargers on your fantasy teams, Mr. Riley?
I do not.
You do not?
I'm going, I like Buffalo this year.
Yeah, you got like Josh Allen.
That's a fair team.
Yeah. Chargers definitely one of the most high-powered fantasy options, offenses. They got Eckler, Herbert, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. Obviously just got a lot of weapons on their team. But like you said, Buffalo also got a high-powered offense. Okay, the next game we're going to talk about is the Bucks and Saints. It's going to be a matchup between the top two teams in the division. Saints obviously not as strong as prior years, like with Drew Brees and stuff, but they definitely have shown glimpses of being great still. Alvin Kamara, arguably one of the best running backs in the league still. Jameis Winston has his games, has on and off games, you know, but they have weapons and their defense isn't too bad. Who do you think wins this game, Mayo?
I just don't see this anybody stopping the Bucks right now.
No. They're incredible.
They're too hot.
Yeah, they have been really good, and they got a lot of fantasy options over there in the Bucks. Antonio Brown still doubtful for this week, but they still got Leonard Fournette in the backfield. Tom Brady, obviously the number one quarterback on the season. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, two fantasy beasts.
Brady brought over that ability for an offense to just work like a machine up and down the field over to Tampa Bay.
Revenge game for Jameis Winston this week as well. I believe this is the first time he's played the Buccaneers since leaving to go to the Saints. So
okay, this should be a good game for Jameis. I think one thing about Brady that's like not talked about as much is his ability to just control the game and the clock. It's like if you need him to go get a touchdown in a minute or a field goal in a minute, like a one-minute drill, can do it. If you need him to keep the ball, go get a touchdown, take a little bit of time off the clock, he definitely can do that. He just shows his ability to take over the game is one of the reasons why he's the greatest quarterback of all time. And then the final matchup we're going to be talking about is the Cowboys versus the Vikings, which is going to be two high-powered offenses with a lot of fantasy options in this game. You got any players going this week, Mayo, for these two teams?
I got Zeke Elliott coming back off the bye, big member of the squad.
Yeah. Who do you think wins this game, the Cowboys or the Vikings?
I feel like it's going to be a terrific game. I feel like definitely a testament for the Cowboys secondary this week.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to be interesting to see how Trayvon Diggs does guarding either Justin Jefferson or Adam Thielen, two of the greatest receivers in the league, both on the same team. It's going to see
definitely
like
a statement game for Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, if he can hold one of them to not a lot of yards, it shows that he definitely could be definitely should be defensive player of the year. But if he does that thing where he lets up a lot of yards, maybe gets an interception, but lets up some touchdowns, it's going to affect the team. I got the Cowboys winning this one personally. I think they're a really good team, really slept on this year. Like I think they lost one game, and it was only to the Buccaneers, which was due to Greg Zuerlein missing a lot of field goals. Yeah.
You know, honestly, one very important thing to keep an eye out for this week is Dak Prescott, questionable with a calf injury. I can't see him not playing on a Sunday Night Football primetime matchup, but it's just definitely something to keep an eye out for.
That man is a dog. You guys got anyone that you're looking forward to seeing in fantasy this week? Personally, I'm looking forward to see Kenneth Gainwell. In our fantasy app, NFL Fantasy, projected to have the highest points out of all running backs in 19.1 fantasy points. I personally don't think that will work, but it's going to be interesting to see how Gainwell does as the running back one. I know a lot of people said going into NFL drafts that you should definitely get Gainwell because Miles Sanders is very injury prone.
Yeah.
And Gainwell has it all. He can rush, he can catch, he can get touchdowns. He does a lot for the team. You know, as an Eagles fan, what do you see from Kenneth Gainwell, Matt?
I mean, I'm just excited to see how Nick Sirianni uses him now that Miles Sanders isn't there, because obviously if you watch the Eagles, you can tell that Nick Sirianni is very against running the ball. So maybe since Kenneth Gainwell is more of a passing option, it opens up the offense a little bit more. I'm curious to see what he does with him now that he has a lot more plays in him.
It's a little unfortunate because going into the week against the Raiders, I know Sirianni said he needs to utilize Miles Sanders in the rushing game a lot more, but he just was not.
Which he was in the first quarter.
He was in the first quarter until Miles Sanders got hurt, and then he was unable to do that because, one, you can't script for your running back, one, your franchise running back to get hurt, and two, when you're down, the game script just doesn't go. You can't just run the ball when you're down by multiple touchdowns at the end of the game. So it should be interesting to see if the Eagles run the ball a lot. They're playing against the Lions team, who we said is very good, but they haven't gotten a win yet. So they should be able to run the ball a little bit and, you know, work the clock, see how Gainwell does. Another player I'm looking forward to this week is going to be the receivers from the Packers. Just going to see who steps out with Davante Adams. If you need a flex this week, I think one of them could step up. I think Valdez Scantling's out.
Yeah.
So I think Alan Lazard could step up. Someone else in there. Someone's going to have to do it against the Cardinals.
Maybe a big A.J. Dillon week in coming.
Yeah, A.J. Dillon, a good pass catcher, a good rusher. Should be interesting. And then another one is Calvin Ridley, Falcons coming up against the Panthers. Panthers got a good defense, but I think Ridley is due for a big game. I feel like he had a lot of big games last year when Julio was out, but he hasn't really given us that game where it's like this is the guy. Like, a lot of people project that he could be the wide receiver one on the season, but he just hasn't showed that ability yet, but...
Yeah, that's very true, especially the Panthers have a very good defense. I think they're the number one ranked rush defense at the moment. So, Cordarrelle Patterson, Mike Davis, both going to struggle to get yards right there. And I mean, Calvin Ridley, like you said earlier, he's just due for a big game. He's a very explosive player, by far the most explosive player on that Falcons offense. So we'll see if he can figure out how to get going.
Kyle Pitts hoping to see another big performance, another over 20-point fantasy performance.
So who do you think is going to have more yards this week, Calvin Ridley or Kyle Pitts? I think more Ridley.
Yards? I think it has to be Ridley.
You think?
I think so.
Kyle Pitts is racking up 100, 160.
I think it's close. I don't think anyone's for sure, but it's going to be interesting.
You can argue that Calvin Ridley isn't even the best receiver on the on the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, you're crazy. And that's gonna wrap us up for this segment. When we come back, we'll be doing our infamous draft against Mr. Riley himself.
I'm ready.
Students looking to get their first win.
Not going to happen.
We'll see you next time.
Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with our third segment of today, joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and our guest of the week, Mr. Riley, food teacher here at Sterling High School. Right now, we'll be doing our draft, our infamous draft. Students, me, Mayo, Matt, looking to get our first win, 0-3. We'll do a little bit of recap from last week. Obviously, we took Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback, and that didn't work out, to say the least. We projected he had a bounce-back game, projected 33 points, but only getting us 5.
Yeah.
I think he was one of the lowest point scorers out of the starting quarterbacks, and that was just crazy. I just didn't. Derrick Henry had one of his lowest weeks for us. Darrell Henderson had his lowest week for us. It's just three players just had. Derrick Henry didn't do bad, but they just had not good weeks for them. It's just a terrible week for us. And then on Marley's side, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. He went with a lot of Cardinals players. Their kicker, DeAndre Hopkins, and Kyler Murray, who all did good, 28 points, 18 points, and 7 for Matt Prater.
I mean, honestly, Marley's had a very good week, and we had a lot of underwhelming performers in our lineup this week. And the worst part about the Mahomes pick was Marley's left him for us. Like, Marley's knew that if he took K1, the odds were we were going to be stuck with Mahomes, and we were. Got ourselves in a little predicament there.
It did.
So, fair and play to Marley's.
Another thing to note about Marley's, he took a Darren Waller as his tight end, and we don't allow subs, so he had a 0-point week from Darren Waller, but still managed to beat us more than any other teacher. That was just a poor week from us.
Embarrassing.
DK Metcalf looked promising in the beginning of the game, caught an 84-yard touchdown, started off 15 points first drive, and ended the game with 17 points. So that was kind of sad.
17 points for my receiver.
That is 17 points for your receiver.
Yes.
Fair play, man.
Okay, so we are going to start our draft over here. Mr. Riley, would you like first pick, or would you like next two?
I think I'll take the first pick here.
You'll take the first pick?
All right, so...
Okay, hold on. 1 second. Oh, man, turn up the... There you
All
go.
Right. All right. The King will take Dalvin Cook, running back.
Dalvin Cook.
It'll be a high-scoring game decided by probably a field goal. So.
Yeah, I like that. I like that pick. Dalvin Cook obviously coming up against the Cowboys. Interesting. They got a pretty good rush defense. A pretty good defense in general, but Dalvin Cook is pretty matchup proof in my opinion, so should be interesting too.
Now, most football players wear cleats. You guys know what the center wears? Hiking boots.
Oh yeah?
Over your head there, I guess?
Yeah, went over my head.
Hike.
Yeah. Like oh, yeah, I get it. I got it.
Thank you. All
right. I get it.
I'll be here all week. So.
All right, so obviously, Mr. Riley grabbing the first pick there. We can see that since you took a running back, we now have space to grab some wide receivers. And I think there's an obvious choice here against the Texans, one of the worst defenses and teams in the entire NFL. So I think we're going to grab Cooper Kupp this week with our first overall pick.
Cooper Kupp, I like that pick. He's obviously the wide receiver one on the week, and he lit us up when we played against him.
He did.
So, I mean, we just got to take him. And then, I know this didn't work out for us when we did it last time, but I'm going to give him another chance. It's going to be my man, Austin Ekeler, against the New England Patriots. I think he's got to be, like, one of the best running backs this week, and I just think he'll do the job for us this week, unlike last time we had him.
I like that.
And the next two picks are going to be Mr. Riley's.
Debating between Diggs and Hill in the wide receiver category. I think I'll go with gotta go Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill?
Yep.
Always a safe pick there.
You also have another pick right now, so you could double up with Diggs or go with another running back.
Are we doing two wide receivers and two?
So we're doing a running back, wide receiver, and a flex. So you can either do another.
Okay, very good, very good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump up to Josh Allen, quarterback. I like the Bills this week.
Okay. Mayo, you want to take it? You want to name our next pick?
Can I take a tight end?
You can take whoever you wish, Mayo. What's your pick?
I mean, I'm getting rude looks from the crowd here, but Kyle Pitts is looking really nice for our squad against Carolina.
So are we taking Kyle Pitts?
Yes, I am taking Kyle Pitts.
Taking Kyle Pitts as our tight end.
All right.
That'll be the last draft pick.
Take that paper away.
Okay. And then with our next pick, which one? We're going to be taking, I know he said he likes the Bills this week, so we're not going to let him get the stack. We're going to go with Stephon Diggs in our flex spot. I think Diggs will have another big week like last week. I think he put up 20 points. They played the Dolphins this week. Josh Allen should throw the ball a lot, get a lot of touchdowns. I think Diggs catch one or two of them. So that gives us our running back, wide receiver, flex, and tight end. And Mr. Riley has his running back, wide receiver, and quarterback, and he has his next two picks right now.
I think I'm going to go with the flex spot. I think I'll take DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. Oh,
hold on.
I like that.
You cannot take DeAndre
Hopkins this week.
They had him last week.
Interesting. Oh, you're right. You're right. Well, interesting. How about we go with Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase. I like that pick. We had him 2 weeks ago. He can take him this week. Jamar Chase went off last week, so I like that pick. Okay.
I go again?
Yeah, you go again.
All right. We'll go. TJ Hawkinson for the tight end.
I like that pick. Hawk against the Eagles. Eagles really showed they couldn't stop the tight end coming against the Raiders tight end last week. Foster Moreau, which is our backup tight end, had a touchdown, a lot of yards, a lot of receptions.
Who would have thought?
It's a shame that DeAndre Swift is going to get all the receptions this week.
I don't know. Okay, so now we got our next two. We got to get a quarterback, defense, and kicker. So I think right now we're going to go with our quarterback, and we're going to get Tom Brady against the Saints. Division matchup, Tom Brady, best quarterback in the league, to ever do it. Got to put our trust in him. Tom Brady versus the Saints is our quarterback. And then for our defense, we're going to go.
I mean, defense, we're going to take the Bills this week. Bills against the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa. It's very, very keen to turn the ball over for some reason.
Tua turn the ball over, that's what they call him.
Yeah, and I mean, the Bills' defense, one of the best in the NFL this year, so I think they're really going to take advantage of Tua's tendency to turn the ball over.
He does throw a lot of touchdowns, but like you said, turns the ball over a lot, so I think it's a good pick. All right, Mr. Riley,
you're good. I'll take kicker Tyler Bass.
T-Bass. Tyler Bass from the Bills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what do you have? Just your defense left?
Defense, I'll take Cincinnati.
Cincinnati defense. The Bengals defense. Pick. That's a good pick. Their defense really showing that they can stop teams this year. Against the Jets, too. This should be a good matchup. And our final pick is going to be our kicker. And
you know what? This week, I think we're going to grab our boy, Younghoe Koo, against the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, sir.
He was the fantasy goat last year, kicker-wise. So hopefully he comes back up. Put some points on the board for us this week.
Yep, Younghoe Koo is going to be our final. So we got our teams. So our team is going to be Austin Eckler in the running back spot, Cooper Kupp in the wide receiver, Diggs in the flex, with Tom Brady as our quarterback, Kyle Pitts as our tight end, and Younghoe Koo as our kicker with the Bills defense behind us. How about you, Riley? You want to read off your team?
Yeah, we got Josh Allen, quarterback, running back, Dalvin Cook, wide receiver, Tyreek Hill, tight end, TJ Hockenson, and then I got Ja'Marr Chase as my flex, Bengals defense, and the big Tyler Bass at kicker.
No, Mr. Riley, you actually said something coming in here about if you lose. I heard a little getting a meal.
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
I was just running my mouth. But, yeah, we can we'll talk about something. Maybe I'll
maybe some brownies on the table.
All right, so I'll bring in a little treat for you guys, but I don't think it's going to happen. So what's
if you win, we'll bring you in a bag of candy corn.
Oh, I love it. All right, candy corn.
You're a huge candy corn guy, so we'll bring you in a bag of candy corn.
Excellent.
The stakes are high.
So that is going to wrap it up. That is going to wrap it up for this segment of our draft. Students looking to get their first win. Hopefully. I think we'll get it this week against Mr. Riley. Bring us in a treat, you know, spoil us a little bit. And when we come back, we do have a fourth segment this week. Special guest star Josiah Weck is going to bring us off with a little freestyle. Don't want to miss that. Join us in 30 seconds.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Hmm. Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with my co-host Matt Martin, Michael David, and special guest star Mr. Riley, and other special guest star, first time doing this, Josiah Weck is going to freestyle about our teams. Josiah, before you start, who do you think is going to win this week? Who are some matchups? Who are some people that you think are going to be big games for our teams?
You see, I got Mr. Riley this week. I mean, I got to go with Mr. Riley. I like Josh Allen on the Bills. He's bound to drop a lot of points every time. Tyreek Hill, always a safe pick. So I gotta take Mr. Riley.
Now Josiah West. Wait,
could
no
you repeat that? Who did you say?
Studio.
Mr. Riley.
Okay, thank you.
So good thing Josiah does not know a lot about fantasy football. So
okay. Josiah West is no longer allowed to freestyle. He is kicked off the show.
Nah.
That's a wrap.
Now let's see what Bo can do.
That's good. Yeah. I hop on this beat, there's a lot that I'm liking. Like Dalvin Cook when he played for the Vikings. That's a good pick. No, I'm not trapping on this beat and I'm straight up attacking. Hop on this beat, no, I'm never gonna chill. I like Josh Allen, he played for the Bills. Hop on this beat and I'm rapping so sporty. Hop on this team and he dropping you 40. Hop on this beat, but you know what it is. Know what I like? That man Stephon Diggs. Hop on this beat and I'm counting the checks. That's a good pick when he go for the flex. Hop on this beat and I really go crazy. He's the GOAT and his name is Tom Brady. Yeah, hop on this beat, what I fear. He's the GOAT playing for the Buccaneers. Hop on this beat, yeah, you know that's really what's up. He just the GOAT at receiver, Cooper Kupp.
Hey,
you see me rapping now, I'm feeling like a hero. Y'all really getting lit, but your record 0-3. Nah, hop on this beat and I feel like a G. I got the skills and y'all cannot compete. I'm going crazy, I'm really a viper. I like the defense, the Bengals, the Tigers. I hop on this beat, yeah. You know that I'm not upset. I like the Bengals, let me tell you why. Cause they playing against the Jets. Why cause they stuck? Step to me and you fresh out of luck. Feeling the luff and I can't get enough. Yeah, Jamar Chase, he never gon' bluff. Never gon' bluff, never gon' bluff. Nah, but you know that I'm spotting him. That's a good pick, a tight end. It's TJ Hawkinson. Nah, I hop on his beat, yeah. I do it the best. Mr. Riley got you winning this week. I know that you put him to rest. Yeah. I'm just the best. Yeah. When I walk through the door, tell me how y'all record about to be 0-4.
Oh my god. And he got to diss us to end it off. Oh my god. That was supposed to be my man's Bo.
My bad.
That was incredible.
That was got a special talent over there, Bo.
Definitely vibe.
That. That's true.
And that is going to have to wrap us up this week. Josiah has us losing. I don't have us losing. I think this is going to be our first week. Hopefully come back 1-3. Mr. Riley.
Feeling confident, and I'm ready for some candy corn, and let's get that purchased before Halloween. Don't get that on discount, all right, when everything goes on sale.
Thank you very much for coming in this week, Mr. Riley.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. Thank you very much.